It's showtime, the country radio Switzerland. The country station aus der Schweiz für die Schweiz mit dem Max Wirz.
Under starry skies above, don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wild, open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, and I can't look at harbors, and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land like the land under starry skies above. Don't ride through the wide open spaces that I love. Don't fence me in.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me strap my old saddle underneath western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, and I can't look at harbors, and I can't stand fences. So don't fence me in. Oh no, Papa, don't you fence me in.
Don't fence me in. Tu mich nicht eingrenzen. Ein altes Cowboy-Lied gesungen von unserem Gast Frankie Lane. Der Text passt gut zu ihm. Der Frankie Lane mit bürgerlichem Namen Francesco Paolo Lovecchio ist am 30. März 1913 in Chicago auf die Welt gekommen. Und am 6. Februar 2007 im 94. Altersjahr in San Diego gestorben. Meine Frau Nelly und ich haben das Privileg gehabt, den Frankie Lane zweimal zu besuchen. Mit Ausschnitt aus unseren Gesprächen aus dem Herbst 1996 und mit Musik aus im Repertoire möchte ich den Recording Star von 20 Golden Records in Erinnerung rufen und auch unserem jüngeren Publikum bekannt machen. Der Frankie Lane hat im Jahr 1947 mit That's My Desire den Durchbruch ins grosse Radio- und Plattengeschäft geschaffen. In den 50er Jahren sind Fernseh- und Filmangebote gekommen und vor allem The Call from Hollywood, der Ruf von Hollywood, wo er Titellieder von vielen Western-Films gesungen hat. Der Anstoss war ein Song, und der wird Ihnen jetzt von meinem prominenten Gast persönlich vorgestellt.
Hi there, ladies and gentlemen, this is Frankie Lane. Come with me, heading west with the mule train.
Mule train! Yeah, get along there!
Clippity-clopping over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clippity-clopping along. There's a plug of chotobacky for a rancher in Corona. A guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona. A dressed calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along, you! Get along. Yeah! You train! Ha-ha! Get along there! Clippity-clopping through the wind and rain. Seems as how they'll never drop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder. A shovel for a miner who left his home to wander. Some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along, you! Hey, get along there! Up and along the mountain chain. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clapping along. There's a letter full of sadness and it's black around the border. A pair of boots for someone who had them made to order. A Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get along, you. Get along. Get along, get along, yeah, yeah, get along there, yeah, get along there, get along, get along, get along, get along, get.
Wie wir später noch erfahren werden, hat Frankie seine Country- und Western-Karriere, wenn man das so sagen kann, mit That Lucky Old Sun und Mule Train angefangen. Während der Aufnahme von Mule Train haben sie aber den Whipcrack, das Klöpfen von der Geiseln, nicht fertig gebracht. Sie haben viel probiert, nichts hat gut getönt. Schließlich haben die Studiotechniker ganz einfach zwei Holzlatten zusammengeklopft.
The only thing we could not do properly was to simulate the whip crack. We tried everything. Nothing worked. In the end, I found out that they wound up doing two wood blocks.
Slapping together.
Just slapping two wood blocks together, and that became the whip crack.
Cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. The ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-oh, yippee-i-ay. Go
ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught him yet. 'Cause they got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting flame and fire. As they ride on, hear them cry. Roped down by a man, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, or riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, I'm trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-yo. Riders in the sky.
Riders in the Sky. Die Legende vom alten Cowpoke, wo in einer dunklen und windverblasenen Nacht über die Prärie reitet. Er sieht den Geisterherd am Horizont und hört, wie ein Reiter ihm zuruft: Cowboy, change your ways today. Er soll sein Leben ändern oder mit ihnen zusammen für immer der Geisterherd nachrennen. Geschichten aus dem Wilden Westen, Vortrag von Frankie Lane, Riders in the Sky, ist ein Beispiel, wie Western Songs damals vortrat worden und in die Charts gekommen sind. Der Frankie Lane war ein Crooner, der mit weicher Stimme eine Ballade vortragen konnte. Ein Country Preacher, ein Landpfarrer, der die Gemeinde in einem Gospel-Song angeführt hat. Er war ein Jazz-Singer, der das Publikum in den Nachtclubs und Jazz-Keller von New Orleans, Chicago und New York begeistert hat. Er war ein Belter, einer, der seine Gefühle mit Leidenschaft in die Welt rausschmettert. Schliesslich war das die Mischung, die der Produzent Mitch Miller gefördert hat und aus dem Frankie Lane einen Weltstar gemacht hat. Mit insgesamt 20 Golden Records, von denen jede Platte mindestens 1 Million Mal verkauft worden ist. Er ist lang gegen den Strom geschwommen und hat seinen Durchbruch zu den Big Times erst nach dem Zweiten Weltkrieg erreicht, wo er bereits 34 war. Er erzählt's gerade selber.
I was actually working not as a crooner. I was working as a belter, as a singer who sang out during the era of the popularity of the crooners. And maybe that's why I had such a tough time getting started. I was going against the grain. But the song that really got me started was a ballad, was something that a crooner might be doing. That's my desire.
To spend one night with you in our own rendezvous and reminisce with you. That's my desire. To meet where gypsies play down in that dim cafe and dance till break of day. That's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine
divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips pressing on my eyes to hear you whisper low. Just when it's time to go, Sherry, I love you so. You're my desire.
Doorstep. Just direct your feet over to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear bitter path? Old happy tune is your step. Life can be oh so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Now I used to walk around in the shade with all those blues on parade. Ah, but now I'm not afraid, 'cause I'm a rover who has crossed over. And if I never have a cent, gonna be rich as old Mr. Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on sunny side of the street. Well, I used to walk around in the shade with all those blues on parade. Ah, but now I'm not afraid, 'cause I'm a rover who has crossed over. And if I never have a cent, gonna be rich as old Mr. Rockefeller. Gold dust at my on the sunny side of the street.
On the sunny side of the street, wo von jeder Dixieland-Band gespielt wird, da mit country-ähnlichen Gitarrenklängen, einem Hauch von Beautiful Big Band Sound und in der unverkennbaren Interpretation von Frankie Lane. Das Schmettern, der Belting von Lieder, hat der Frankie auf die Zeit zurückgeführt, bevor es Mikrofon- und Lautsprecheranlagen gegeben hat. Die Sängerinnen und Sänger, der Al Jolson ist ein gutes Beispiel gewesen, haben müssen rausschmettern, damit Zuschauer auch in den obersten Balkon von diesen ziemlich grossen Theater den Text verstanden haben. Erst der Einsatz vom Mikrofon hat es möglich gemacht, sanfte Lieder zu singen. So wie die Crooners aus selber Zeit, der Bing Crosby oder der Ross Colombo. Im nächsten Gespräch geht der Frank, privat haben wir ihn mit Frank angesprochen, auf die damalige Situation ein.
When I think of Frankie Lane, the singer, there are several songs which come to my mind. Jezebel is one of them. Granada is another one. Those were songs which were, I can't find another word in English except belted out. They were really, they came from the stomach and they went straight out into the world.
Well, the difference, I think, mainly between crooning and belting, if you want to call it that, is that in my mind, before the days of the microphone, people like Jolson, for instance, were belters because they worked in theaters that were pretty good size with no microphone, with no amplification. So they had to sing full out. They had to project so that the people in the balcony could hear what they were singing. When microphones came in and radio came in and you got amplification, it was possible to do songs in a quieter way. And that brought on the crooning age, especially with the advent of Bing Crosby and Russ Colombo. We all fell in love with the crooning. But then when I started going into marathons and when I start working bigger places, it didn't make any difference to me that we had amplification. I sang out anyway. I felt that it was the way I wanted to let go. I didn't want to hold back. I didn't want to be like the other soft singers. That's what brought on the belting image, I guess.
The Frankie Lane had sich aber nie einhagen lassen. Nobody could fence him in. Er ist in eine Zeit hineingekommen, Ende der 40er und Anfangs der 50er Jahre, wo die Musik noch nicht so schubladisiert war wie heute. Die damaligen Pop-Songs, die in die Hitparade gekommen sind, haben Country, Western, Dixie, Big Band, ja sogar orchestrale Elemente gehabt. Und er hat seine Lieder immer nach seinem eigenen Gefühl interpretiert. Das nächste Lied, die zweite Golden Record, kommt daher wie eine Ballade. Oder ist es ein Wunsch? Ein Gebet?
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray. While that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. You know I'm pining, tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver line. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across, wash all my troubles away,
like that lucky old sun. Give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Send on that cloud with a silver lining. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun. Give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Your cheating heart will make you weep. You cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Your cheating heart will pine someday and praise the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When cares come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on.
Your cheatin' heart, one of those down-to-earth country hits from Hank Williams Sr., had the Frankie Lane im Jahr 1953 auf der Rückseite von I Believe rausgebracht. Und die Single ist prompt ein Million-Seller geworden. So wie ich den Frank kennengelernt habe, hat er I Believe nicht einfach gesungen, er hat jedes Wort glaubt.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray,
someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky,
where the cotton, corn, and sweet old taters grow. That's where the birds wobble sweet in the springtime. That's where the old folks are long for to go. That's where I labored so hard all my lifetime, day after day in the fields of yellow corn. No place on earth do I love more sincerely than old Virginia, the place where I was born. Carry me back to Virginia, then let me live till I wither and decay. Long by the old dismal swamps have I wandered. That's where this old one's life will pass away. My friends and my folks have long gone before me. Soon we will meet on that bright and golden shore. There we'll be happy and free from all sorrow. There's where we meet, and we'll never part no more. Never part no more. Never part no more.
Carry Me Back to Old Virginny was an album Frankie Lane, the Balladeer, gehört bei Country Radio Switzerland in einer Hommage an den grossen Unterhalter aus vergangenen Zeiten. Sein Repertoire ist eine Sammlung von Chillelieder, Dixie-Melodien, Country-Songs, Balladen und Interpretationen von Western-Songs. In den 50er Jahren hat Dimitri Tiomkin, der unzählige Kompositionen für grosse Western-Klassiker geschrieben hat, den Frankie Lane nach Hollywood geholt. Er hat Titellieder zu Gunfight at the OK Corral gesungen, The 310 to Yuma und in den 60er Jahren dann Rawhide, die Fernsehserie, in der Clint Eastwood seine erste grosse Rolle als Ramrod Rowdy Yates hat. Der Frank erklärt im nächsten Gespräch, wie es dazu gekommen ist.
Frank, I go back in time when I was 15. It was in October of 1949 when again on AFN we heard Mule Train for the first time. and we would sing it in the shower at the indoor pool. It sounded beautiful with the whips cracking and the hea, hea. Was this the start of what I call the Western hero, Frankie Lane?
In all probability, the song Lucky Old Son was the beginning of a move into new territory for me as a singer, due mainly to the influence of Mitch Miller, who brought me Lucky Old Son. After Lucky Old Son, I guess it made him feel that he could go in any direction looking for material for me instead of any particular niche. So when he brought me, and this you got to hear, it's very funny. I was working in a club in Minneapolis. Lucky Old Son was not out yet, but it was due to be out almost momentarily. It was early September of 1949. And he called me, the Carnival Club in Minneapolis, from New York, and he says, Frank, I got the follow-up. He says, I want you to listen to this. And he played Mule Train for me by, I think it was Vaughn Monroe. And I said, oh, Mitch, I said, gee, you got to be kidding. I says, I'll lose every jazz fan I ever had if I do something like this. He says, no, you won't. He says, this is going to be a great follow-up to Lucky Old Son. And he says, you have a kind of a universality in your voice that will put you into a whole new group of listeners. And instead of losing anybody, he says, you're going to pick up people. And that's exactly what happened. Mitch came up with four songs in a row that all went a million. Lucky Old Son, Mule Train, Swamp Girl, and Cry the Wild Goose. Then he came up with High Noon. Then he came up with Gunfight at OK Corral. And I came up with 310 to Yuma. And I came up with Rawhide. And then he came up with, I think it was Gunslinger. And then I came up with Blazing Saddles. So they were all in the same genre, but they were separated by certain amount of years that I had no control over. So I didn't go looking for those songs. It seems like those songs came looking for me. Because every time anything like that came up in the pictures, I would get the call, especially from Dmitri Tiomkin.
Maybe 10 years ago, Nellie and I drove to Yuma because of you and Glenn Ford. We wanted to go and see where the 310 pulled in. We drove from here to Yuma and then went down to Old Tucson.
Der Frank hat gelacht, als ich ihm erzählt habe, dass meine Frau Nellie und ich ein paar Jahre vor unserem Gespräch auf dem Weg von San Diego nach Old Tucson in Arizona extra wegen ihm und dem Glenn Ford in Yuma Halt gemacht haben. Der 310 ist dann allerdings schon abgefahren gsi.
I want to ride on the 310 to Yuma. That's where I saw my love, the girl with the golden hair. Not a word between us was spoken, though the silence never was broken. But before she left, her eyes said a sad goodbye. Said she'll ride again on the 310 to Yuma, and I can meet my love and tell her how much I care. Though I have no reason to go there, and there's not a soul that I know there. When the 310 to Yuma leaves, if I have the fare, I'll be there.
rolling, rolling. Though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, right. Through rain and wind and weather, hell-bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide. Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving, rawhide. Don't try to understand them, just rope 'em through. Hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw high. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, raw home.
Der Frankie Lane ist im Element. Mit dem Titellied zu der gleichnamigen Fernseh-Western-Serie, von der in Amerika zwischen 1959 und 1965 über 200 Episoden ausgestrahlt worden sind. Und wir haben kaum eine davon verpasst. Und der Film «The Gunfight at the OK Corral» haben wir im 1957 sehr schmal gesehen. Der Film und der folgende Million Seller erinnert mich an eine von meiner Reise durch den Südwesten von Amerika, wo ich in Tombstone, Arizona, der berühmt-berüchtigte O.K. Corral besucht han.
Stand okay, Corral. Oh, my dearest one, must I lay down my gun or take the chance of losing you forever? Duty calls, my back's against the wall. Have you no kind word to say before I ride away? The gunfight at OK Corral. If the Lord is my friend, we'll meet at the end of the gunfight at OK Corral. Gunfight at OK Corral. Boot Hill, Boot Hill. So cold, so still. There they lay side by side, the killers that died in the gunfight at OK Corral. OK Corral. Gunfight at OK Corral. The stubbornest mule I ever saw. He's tossing his head, He's raising old Ned. He's getting me all over Twitter. That ornery critter, he goes. He must have been born in Arkansas. Don't want to be led. He wants to be fed. Why, he'd make the Statue of Liberty flibbity jibbity. He's hankering for a hunk of straw. He can't hear my song. He's jogging along. His hoofs that are beating are telling him soon he'll be eating his fill. Over the rim of the hill, we're on the trail. The sun is low, the canyon is wide. High, high, oh, we sing a song as we ride. We're on the trail. My mule and I, we haven't a care. Hi, hi, oh, my heart. Free as the air, out on the old painted desert. Oh, I know a wonderful sight where we can build us a fire, where we can spend the night. The sun will rise, and in the skies the stars will grow pale. Hi, hi, oh, and we'll be back on the trail. Be back on the trail. The trail.
On the trail, the Frankie Lane im Clinch mit The Stubbornest Mule He Knows. Wir kommen zum Ende von unserer Hommage an Frankie Lane, eine von den grossen Stars auf Radio, Stage, Screen and TV. Eine, wo sich nie eingrenzen lassen hat und trotz seiner Karriere ein einfacher, liebenswürdiger Mensch geblieben ist, wie wir bei Besuch bei ihm zuhause auf Point Loma, San Diego, erlebt haben. Da ist der Max Wirz. Bleiben Sie dran beim Country Radio Switzerland. Your Country Station in der Schweiz, für die Schweiz. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Bleiben Sie im Schuss mit dem Lächeln. Keep swinging and smiling. Der Frankie Lane hat auch Duett gesungen mit Stars aus seiner Zeit. Zum Beispiel mit dem Johnny Ray, mit der Doris Day und der nächstfolgende Song mit der Joe Stafford. Der passt gut zu seinen letzten Worten.
I can't thank you enough, Max, and I'm sure glad that you guys took the time and trouble to come here. And we've planned this for a long time, and it's finally coming true, and I can't believe it. And now it's time to go get lunch.
Hey, hey! Hey, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing spree. If you want to have fun, come along with me. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Well, I'm free we can go steady. How's about saving all your time for me? No more looking, I know that I've been talking. How's about keeping steady company? Gonna throw my date book over the fence. Find me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Hey, good looking, hey, 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 what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, hey, 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 don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill.
And the most spot right over the hill.
There's soda pop and the dancing's free. It's a lot of fun on a jamboree. Hey, good looking, hey, 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 what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up? How's about cooking something up? How's about cooking something up with me?
Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name.
Hummingbird should be your name.
Too restless to settle, too wild to tame.
Too restless, too wild to tame.
Too restless to settle, too wild to tame. A hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name.
Hummin', hummin', hummin'.
A hummingbird, hummingbird winging along.
Hummingbird winging along.
No tender young blossom can hold you for long.
No blossom can hold you for long.
No tender young blossom can hold you for long. Hummingbird, hummingbird, winging along. I'd rather be lonely, I'd rather be blue. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine.
Hummingbird, feathered so fine.
If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine.
No, no, it would not make you mine.
If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine.
Humming, humming, humming.
Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly on by. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. A hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. I'd rather be lonely, I'd rather be blue. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart. By the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart.